Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. It's 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it Thursday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Key grip. Choreographer. Production manager Peter Hoffman. Connor Green. And with the training wheels, Pat Boyle. All three, and we need them all on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. We'll take you to NFL football at 8, Chargers and Raiders, 8 o'clock, right here on your fan, New York City.
That's what they call a sanity clause. You can't fool me, there ain't no sanity clause.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Now that football is loose, what happened here? Another epic disaster for the Jets.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Jones back to throw on a first and 10. His arm got hit. Ball knocked out, ball is loose, flag on the play, it's still loose, and scooped up by the Cowboys!
It's the happiest season of all.
Brown driving baseline on Nilekina. Here's Morris from three, and the foul. Randall made contact.
It's the happiest season of all.
Deflects over the top. Jurgen may have gotten a piece of it. Here's a chance. They score. Brady Kachuk.
Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Dolphins score their first victory of the season, and it comes at the hands of the Jets.
The Dallas Cowboys 37 and the New York Giants 18.
8 straight win for the Pistons over the Knicks.
A disappointing game for the New York Rangers.
And of course, who isn't happy? What's not to be happy about? Today, apparently. Apparently today is that day of the month when we celebrate and rejoice on all the New York teams with 7 losses. So we need to collaborate, as Brian Cashman does with Aaron Boone, as Brody Van Wagenen will be with his surrogate son now, Carlos Beltran, who will now be identified as Carlos Van Wagenen, not to be confused with a more popular Carlos. And that's the Latin dance instructor from the Honeymooners who taught the gals in that very small apartment how to dance the mambo. And by the way, you should know that The Honeymooners is still the most popular sitcom in the New York area in the latest sitcom power rankings over the New York Football Giants and the New York Jets. The word du jour, this word of the week, is now collaboration. This word for at least this week will replace narrative, replaces culture, replaces development. We all wonder just when development, by the way, is going to be replaced by developed. And now with the NBA back in flagrant foul territory, let us not forget the ever-popular load management. And that applies to NBA superstars only. And unfortunately, one of those 7 lost teams in our wonderful time of this year, the New York Knickerbockers, they are without anybody on the team who can demand load management time. As you know, with the New York Knickerbockers, you can never have enough power forwards. Thanks to General Mills and Commodore Perry, Fizdale's Fizzlers are trying to win with as many power forwards allowed on any given team. And the New York Knickerbockers are trying to make some NBA history by winning games without a point guard. The New York Yankees have a better rotation than the New York Knickerbockers as they rotate their power forwards to imperfection on the floor. And last night, the game in Detroit turned only with the Knickerbockers on a six-point play. You might recall 74-72 early third quarter. It's a game. Markieff Morris, he takes and makes a three with Randall committing a flagrant. So it's a four-point play with Detroit getting the possession. And then here's Andre Drummond with a layup. That began a 10-point run. Game over. The word again for today is collaboration. So over the next 90 minutos, we can collaborate on the seven-loss New York football Giants. That is Shermer's Murmurer's Row. And, of course, Gaze's Ghastly Gang. The game coming up at 1 o'clock Sunday, and we'll all be watching in a somewhat macabre way. The game coming up on Sunday at 1 should end in a tie, with both fan bases fit to be tied. And if everybody, all week long, me too, if everybody is referring to this game as the toilet bowl, then why isn't it going to be played in Flushing? The line right now is Giants minus 2.5, but a better bet might be the over-under on turnovers. And we make that number 7, of course. And so far, with both the New York football Giants and the New York Jets calling MetLife support home, with both teams having backs who can make a difference, the best we have seen isn't Barkley, and it isn't Bell. It was Monday night with this.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat has taken the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
Black
at the
Cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday night
right.
football,
yeah,
not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the 5.
He's Who brought
walking.
The cat?
He's walking to the 3. He's at the 2. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Kevin Harlan with the call of the year. Make no mistake, and that cat I've been reading lives there in a colony with about 300 other cats. Nonetheless, one cool cat is Kevin Harlan for that play-by-play, and that cat, he had moves we haven't seen from Barkley, mainly because Barkley has no room to roam. We haven't seen Bell, who wants all of us to be patient, who isn't. That cat had all the moves to die for with the fakes and the cutbacks. And the black cat finally finding the end zone, and that's more than you can say for Bell or Barkley this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.